From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Monday killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists. At least 50 other people were wounded, including 5 reporters. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A deadly blast in the Afghan capital Kabul on Monday. And then, when journalists arrived at the scene, a second explosion. French news agency AFP confirmed on Twitter that its chief photographer in Kabul, Shah Murai, was among those killed. A number of other photographers and cameramen also reportedly killed or injured.
Correspondent David Doyle from Reuters, the Islamic State terrorist group, said it carried out the attack. It's the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program.
Iran lied. Victim.
Netanyahu says he has new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity.
We've known for years that Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program called Project Ahmad. We can now prove that Project Ahmad was a comprehensive program to design, build, and test nuclear weapons. We can also prove that Iran is secretly storing Project Ahmad material to use at a time of its choice to develop nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu has long opposed the agreement, as has President Trump, who's threatened to pull the U.S. out of the deal. This is VOA News. America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, ended his first foreign trip to the Middle East with a call for peace. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The peace process suffered a setback in December when U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, sparking anger across the Arab world. The Palestinians, who see Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, have boycotted the Trump administration since then. Pompeo did not meet with Palestinian officials during the trip, and he praised plans to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on May 14th. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The 15-member U.N. delegation investigating human rights abuses in Myanmar met with the country's de facto leader on Monday, Aung San Suu Kyi. Earlier, they visited Bangladesh, where 700,000 refugees have fled violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Some of the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh say they will return to Myanmar if their demands are met. Noor Bahar says the people came from foreign countries and they have seen our suffering. She also said she hopes the UN will convince the government in Myanmar to grant them their rights. The UN delegation is to travel to troubled Rakhine State Tuesday to see the aftermath of an army crackdown that began last August. President Trump tried to reset his relationship with Africa on Monday as he hosted Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari. Buhari is the first sub-Saharan African leader to meet with Trump at the White House. The president has been criticized for reportedly making derogatory comments about Africa. On Monday, during a joint news conference, Trump refused to retract his comments.
I don't think it would, number one. And there's no reason to apologize. Our immigration laws in this country are a total disaster. They're laughed at all over the world. They're laughed at for their stupidity.
A group of Central American migrants President Trump promised to stop is being prevented from crossing into the United States. Border agents told the nearly 200 migrants trying to seek asylum that the crossing facility didn't have enough space to accommodate them. About 50 were allowed to wait outside the facility on Mexican soil. Another 50 have been camping outside, a little farther away. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.